WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know that means it's time for another edition of the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio. WildTalkRadio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Curry Code Rock and Sucker, Lin's M Warden, the Fortnite M Shop. When you buy your new battle passes this weekend, because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We had a few interesting twists and turns tonight as we head into Money in the Bank. They set the qualifiers, and, well, we know at least for Raw who will be representing. SmackDown is still undecided, but for at least tonight, we have some new information to pass on as we head into this weekend.
No, I think the whole field's set. The whole field is set for Money in the Bank.
Is the whole field set? Okay, good. The whole field set. Well, when I looked yesterday,
there was one spot on each. There was one spot on each, I think.
I thought it was six for Money in the Bank. Is it five?
No, it's six.
Maybe I was looking at the wrong thing then, because when I was looking at it, it only had four each.
Then they must have updated for you for SmackDowns. But anyway, we had Stephanie Vaquer of Liv Morgan and Ivy Nile competing in a Money in the Bank qualifying match. Stephanie making her Monday Night Raw official debut, as she is signed to the Raw roster officially as of this weekend. She was over. Crowd really enjoyed seeing Stephanie out there. Hell of a match. Stephanie gets the win. Right move.
It was definitely the right call to have Stephanie go over, because obviously she's exceptionally popular. The people really like her. And so they're striking while the iron is hot. They didn't do the predictable thing, which is good. And they're setting a field for Money in the Bank where you have a lot of people who have either never won it or have never competed in it before, which is really nice. Especially in the women's side, and they're not going predictable with the women's match. It looks like that they are trying to do something a little bit different with it this year and give people who are up and coming that shot, right? Where it's not the predictable, oh, we're going to throw Becky Lynch in the match and we're going to have Becky win it and then she's going to go on and win the title at SummerSlam, right? Because it's generally sometimes what they do. With this, it's like you now have a legit possibility of Stephanie Vaquer winning Money in the Bank, and she, and her being her, she can just walk around and kind of haunt people with it, right? Like, she can just sort of like walk up to, you know, Io Sky and be like, sup, because she's Miss Calm, Cool, and Collected. So you could have her do that, or you could have her cash in that night and be like, yeah, no, I don't want to deal with this, just let you and I, let's go, because everybody will be there.
It might be a little much for Stephanie to cash in on Saturday if she were to win, because she's pulling double duty, and she'll be on Worlds Collide as well.
This is true, but I would not put anything past her. She is a strong, independent woman. She can kick as many asses as she feels like that night.
She could. Roxanne, before the match, approached Liv and Raquel. They tried to have a conversation. Morgan was none of it. Io and Liv ran into each other as well. So they're setting the stage there. We also had, later in the night, Stephanie and Rhea Ripley share an exchange as well.
Yeah, my ovaries. My ovaries had a moment. They didn't explode, but the potential was there. Like, I'm down. I'm so down. I don't care. You don't even need to put them in the feud. Just let them fight. It'll be fine. Just let them go. It'll be fine. I promise.
Speaking of Raquel, Roxanne Perez, she helped Finn Balor and JD McDonagh beat the War Raiders in a pretty good match on Monday Night Raw.
This was good. This was fun. I think it was a little overshadowed by the news, not necessarily on Raw, but like what people know, because there was an announcement today concerning Valhalla, and then there was one yesterday concerning Carlito, and we know that sadly, they're not coming back. We will talk more about that on Thursday. But so this did kind of have a little, that did kind of like sadden it just a little bit. But it was still a good match. Like the people involved, it's not going to be bad.
We were in the clubhouse. Liv was speaking with Finn. They were having a conversation. Morgan said she saw what was going on. Biller said, there's not a plan going on. We're just getting back on track. Raquel helped us get back in the tag team title scene. You know, she could win Money in the Bank. Bella told Liv, you could trust them, and she's like, yeah, I know. She just doesn't trust Finn, and Bella said, trust comes within time. We should put Roxanne in Raquel's corner. Morgan's like, no, you babysit her, I'll be in her corner. Dom and Finn had a little exchange of like, maybe they're kind of title match in the future, maybe, kind of stared at the belt. so there was that, and then also Kairi Sane beat Raquel Rodriguez. You had Io Sky coming out for a distraction to help Kairi when Liv was getting involved. So there you go.
The group is evolving again. You see the trust issues between Liv and Finn, and you know, realistically, especially with Liv, for Finn, he may never have really trusted her at all because he knew her game from the start, right? And it's mutual benefit there, right? Like, Finn wanted Damian and Rhea gone, so he used Liv to do that, to get them out of the group so he could take over the group. And he knows what kind of person Liv really is and the kind of games that she really plays. And so he's kind of like, okay, all right, you're getting a little bit too big for your britches. You're taking power that I want, and I'm a little tired of you and a little tired of this. So you know what? We're just going to play a little game, and we're going to see who wins. And that's kind of what's going on right now, especially with the introduction of Roxanne, because Finn's like, okay, all right, I like where this is going, because he's like, I can use Roxanne to get rid of Liv. And he could even potentially have Raquel turn on Liv, because there was a little moment after Liv walked away before she met Io where Roxanne and Raquel were chatting.
I would say they were arguing more than chatting, but that's just me.
Well, but you don't know what was said.
We don't.
That's the thing. We weren't party to that information, but Roxanne could kind of maybe get under Raquel's skin just a little bit, be like, hey, you know what? You know she's using you, right? Like, she doesn't care about you, that she's not going to take care of you, that she's not going to help you, that she's not going to do what, like, you need or want her to do. Mm-hmm. So we could see the downfall of Liv Morgan, at least in Judgment Day here, real soon.
We could. Rusev had a kind of problem with being disappointed in Sheamus, said he would take it would be his honor to take him off the field and send him home as the legend that he is. Sheamus then gave a pep talk to Natty and Maxine and Tozawa. He encouraged Maxine and Natalya to be a tag team. And then Kathy Kelly walked up and asked Sheamus about Rusev. Sheamus said they go way back, and he was even groomsman. Rusev was a groomsman in his wedding. He said he's been putting on banger after banger, and then talk about how Rusev is picking on men half his size. I bully bullies. He also mentioned how his run elsewhere was as quick as Rusev Day was.
Interesting.
Becky Lynch promo aired, said Lyra doesn't know what greatness is and therefore never will achieve it. Becky said if she loses and can't challenge for a women's Intercontinental title, it would be the worst thing for Lyra Valkyrie, because Becky is the best thing that has ever happened to her. And then Lyra came out and told Becky to come on out. Lyra tried to, Becky was trying to speak, but Lyra was like, nope, you spoke, you listen. Lyra talked about how she has changed. She said she's angry now because no one in her life has hurt her the way Becky has. She said Becky unlocked the part of her that makes her capable of destroying her. Becky said that Lyra wanted an excuse to hate her because she wants to replace her, but Becky said no one can replace her. She said she didn't want to hurt Lyra. She wanted to keep her, make her better, but that's all changed now. Becky said the only thing that would hurt Lyra the worst thing that would hurt Lyra is the worst thing is raising Becky Lynch's hand at Money in the Bank. Becky starts to leave. Lyra calls her back for a fight. Becky was coming, and they said, I don't fight here in Tulsa. Lyra's like, all right, whatever. Goes after her. They fight. Have to be pulled apart. I like Lyra's promo.
Good little, yeah, it was a good little confrontation between the two. The tension is continuing to build as we head towards Money in the Bank.
What's CM Punk open up Monday Night Raw? Punk said he's won Money in the Bank twice and successfully cashed it both times. He said it's the summer of Punk and it's time to get some gold back around his waist. He said there are two people on the top of the mountains. Punk said one of them is his friend Jey Uso. So if they met, it wouldn't be personal. It would just be business. And then the other one is John Cena. It might be a little personal between them. Punk said he's always had John Cena's number. I'm going to come pick the bone, you little bit. He said it's all about the money, but it's time he becomes champion one more time. He also took a shot at Dwayne as well. Sammy came out. Punk said he usually hates when certain songs are sung, but he's not mad about Sammy's, the fans singing for Sammy. Sammy said it was the first time he's heard Punk speak clear that since he's returned, Bayley's plan to become world champion. Punk said it's time. Sammy then spoke of his own goal about becoming world champion. He said Money in the Bank isn't his path, but it's for Punk. Zane told Punk that he must win. Zane said that he knows that Punk is probably thinking about Rollins, Breaker, and Reed, but he shouldn't be. He said he and Jay would take care of them. Punk said he would have their back. Zane said he told him not to worry about that. Zane and Punk both said that Rollins hasn't beaten Punk. There was that cage match, but I digress. Sammy said that's why Punk needs to win the match. He said that if it's over if Rollins wins the World Heavyweight title. We all need you to win tonight. For whatever it's worth, he wanted Punk to win. Zayn said that if Punk were to win the World Heavyweight Championship, they would have to meet again face-to-face and it would be a different conversation. And Punk is like, I look forward to it. And they shook hands.
A very gentlemanly promo from the two of them.
AJ Styles was backstage talking to Paul, and Paul Heyman walked up, wanted a handshake. Paul wished him a happy birthday. Heyman said Styles could afford anything he wanted, but information is currency. He said he was trying to sell AJ Styles on the idea of just go after Dom and forget about the Money in the Bank. It's too much to carry around, too much to worry about. Leave that to Seth Rollins. AJ's like, I know what you're trying to do. You're just chasing your meal ticket. He said he'll go back to Dirty Dom and that's his title, but you know I don't respond well to threats, Paul. Styles said he'd just known Heyman long enough to know what Heyman's words were, and that was, again, a threat. Styles had told Heyman to tell Rollins he knows all about his plan, and said everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Paul Heyman working his magic, trying to, you know, save Rollins a little time, I guess. I don't know. This was good. This was fine. Like, I enjoyed this.
Setting the seeds. But we had Jey Uso, Sami Zayn versus Bron Breakker and Big Bronson Reed. Sammy and Jay get the win when Seth Rollins showed up, causing disqualification. CM Punk made the save. So we're just continuing to set the seeds for what is to come in the main event. Speaking of setting the seeds, Karrion Kross approached Sami Zayn backstage, and he acted concerned for Sammy, demanded to know what Kross's obsession with him was all about. Karrion said it's because Sammy lies to fans and himself. Karrion knows Sammy is capable of doing very bad things to people. He said, Sammy, you're not a good guy. You're a bad guy, just like the rest of us. Zane's like, you're wrong. Karrion's like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I might be right, too. More teases.
I feel like, and I'm starting to kind of have a problem with this, because I feel like Rusev, Karrion, and the Wyatt Six, to a slightly lesser extent, are all trying to do the same thing. Karrion and Rusev, for sure. Like, Karrion and Rusev, there's a lot of similarities between the two, especially with the gimmicks that they're doing, the promos that they're cutting. And it's kind of almost the same thing, but it's just different enough that it's, like, it's not an exact copy. And for Karrion's stuff, I don't know why. It's just never resonated with me. It's what he's doing has been very hit or miss. I don't necessarily like it. I don't necessarily enjoy it. Like, it's not a reflection on his talent. It's just something that when he's trying to more or less manipulate people and gaslight people and do what he's doing, it's just not working. Because to me, there aren't any like real stakes to it, right? He's just walking up to people and kind of being creepy, and he's like, no, you're a bad guy. You're a bad guy, right? And it's like, there's no real reason for him to do it. Like, there's never been, I feel like, any explanation unless I missed it because it was on SmackDown and I don't really, like, I'm catch SmackDown here and there. But like, to me, like, I never saw the explanation for the gimmick. I don't understand why he's doing what he's doing. And so I kind of just struggle with it. And they also, especially with the Sammy stuff, it kind of comes and goes. There's not what I feel like is a ton of consistency to it. Like, he'll needle Sammy. He'll just kind of randomly show up and he'll needle Sammy. But that's like all he does, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But like, that's just kind of how I feel about it. Like, I think he's very talented. I just don't know. And this goes all the way back to the group as well. Like, I just don't know if it's working. And maybe it is. And maybe I'm just the only one that's weird. But like, to me, it's just not resonating on a level that I find interesting. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, oh, there's Carrie and he's up to his BS again, right? So I don't know. Maybe I'd like to see him do something different. I don't know what that would be. But I'd like to see him do something different. Because like, he's doing it well. He's acting very well. It's just there's no justification. There's no stakes. There's no reason for him to be doing this other than he just literally can. Like, he's never come out and said that, you know, what his problem really with AJ was and why he went after AJ for so long. You know, same thing with a New Day, same thing with Sammy. Like, he's just sort of like just needling people for the sake of needling people and getting them to do what he wants them to do. And I know it's probably above my head in terms of psychology, but I need it explained a little bit better, because in terms of the storytelling, it's just really mysterious right now. And I don't know if that's anybody else out there.
We'll see. Jey Uso was in his locker room. Gunther sat down next to him and said, "You appreciate all the effort you've been putting in as champion. You're really trying to be a great champion, but your heart is you think with your heart rather than with your head. And that's why I'm going to take the title back. You're always there to help. You're going to help. You help Sammy when he needs it, and now you're not 100%. You're going to help. I know you're going to help CM Punk later, and then you're going to go and this Saturday night's main event is what he said, and team up with Cody Rhodes to fight John Cena and Logan Paul. Then you're going to be hurt again, and then the next week the party will end." Gunther starts to leave. Jey gets up, stops him, and goes, "Three letters, one word, tap." Solid.
There it is. It was very solid. Like, the dynamic between Gunther and Jey were, they're frenemies. There's respect there because Gunther's like, "Okay, yeah, all right. You beat me. I'll give credit where credit is due. You beat me. You won. Congratulations. You're shit at what you're doing, but you beat me. So good job." So it's kind of like this frenemies. I'm going to stick really close to you so I can grab my opportunity when I have it kind of thing, as opposed to just like, you know, keeping off at a distance and being like, "Oh, well, I'll just wait." No. Gunther is like literally right there, and it's almost to the point that he's very subtly getting into Jey's head. He's like, just again, kind of doing the carrying thing, but he's trying to get into Jey's head, trying to, you know, basically be like, "Oh, well, you know, you're really bad at this. You're shit at this. You shouldn't be doing it this because, you know, you're too soft. You think with your heart, you know, you help people, da 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 da," right? So all of that is bad. And Gunther's trying to get into Jey's head a little bit, and maybe try to trip him up as champion, because he's like, "Well, no, I shouldn't be doing this," and maybe lead him down a wrong path and set up his opportunity that way. So it's very, I like what they're doing with Gunther and Jey very much. It's enjoyable.
And then your main event was Money in the Bank qualifier, CM Punk, AJ Styles, and El Grande Americano. And lo and behold, after interferences from Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Seth Rollins, Jey Uso, Sami Zayn, El Grande Americano headed to Money in the Bank.
I hate this. I hate this so much. Like, the only takeaway I have from this, because I pray to God they don't do it, I pray to God they don't put the briefcase on El Grande Americano. I just pray for it really, really, really hard. Is that Americano gets a little bit of his comeuppance here, because I believe Pent is in the match as well. So, you know, Pentum can sort of like get hold of him and give him the what for what he's doing. And, you know, they can beat him up. And also, I feel like in this instance, his little metal plate that he puts in his mask to like smack people, I feel like that could backfire on him like really, really, really hard. Like, he takes like a chair or a ladder or something to the face and he has the plate in and it like knocks him stupid, right? And it knocks him out, and they're able to like take advantage of that, and somebody is able to win because of that, right? Because if they do what I think they could do, which is it's Americano and somebody else up at the top of the ladder, he's got the plate in, somebody goes to headbutt about him to knock him off the ladder. He gets headbutted. The person that does it falls off the ladder because it's supposed to knock them unconscious, right? And Amara Khanna wins. Like, if that's the finish of that match, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be so pissed. And this is not a knock on Chad Gable as a person. This is a talent. This is not a knock on him. If he wasn't doing this gimmick, I would actually feel that he definitely deserved a shot at Money in the Bank. I just don't like this gimmick. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel like it's run its course, and I feel like it just maybe kind of needs to end just a little bit. Like, I feel like you kind of almost got Chad Gable in like this very weird bubble holding pattern thing, whatever you want to call it, because he can't seem to move on or move away from Otis's group. He can't, like, they had that whole feud, they did that whole split, and then he's been embroiled with them off and on for like what, over a year now, and he can't seem to get away with that, especially after forming American Alpha, which is just kind of sort of like gone and has sort of fallen to the wayside. And then now you have him doing this and
American Made.
Thank you. It's been so long since I heard the group name. I didn't know. But, like, I don't know. Like, I appreciate that they've backed off of it in recent weeks, but I think it's just time, man. I think it's just got to go. I think it really just kind of has to go. Chad Gable's better than this. He's proven he's better than this.
And Chad Gable gets the fight for the AAA Mega Championship this Saturday at Worlds Collide, and then gets to wrestle in Money in the Bank later in the night.
Wait, is it Chad Gable? It's Chad Gable, right?
Chad Gable's fighting for the AAA title. Mega title.
Oh God, don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Don't. Oh my God, do not have him win the AAA title and have him walk out on Money in the Bank with the AAA title. Don't do it. Please don't do it. That man may not make it out of the building.
Yeah, it's insulting. He doesn't need it. It goes against his group, Basis group. It does go against the Basis group, but they're two different characters. Now with Punk losing, kind of spoils the fact that Rollins probably ain't winning because Punk's going to cost him. Or the storyline is driven to Rollins winning because we get a tag match for the pay-per-view, the PLE of Punk and Sammy versus Big Bronson and Bron Breakker. I think, to get Punk on the show. And that may keep them away from Money in the Bank. We'll see, though.
We'll see
if that actually happens.
I can give it to somebody else.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about that on Thursday when we fully preview the show.
We will, but that does it for us, doesn't it?
It does. That's been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back live Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern again to talk Money in the Bank.
We just keep rolling, man. We just keep going. Like, it's like preview, recap, preview, recap, preview, recap. Eventually we'll get a break. Eventually we'll be able to talk about something else. But for right now, yes, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it is The Rack. We are talking all about Money in the Bank. We will be previewing the show and talking about our opinions on the show. So if you want to listen to that, like I said, it's Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
As of now, it's now Saturday, no CB radio. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. They're going to review Money in the Bank. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. Whenever Raw ends, to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock or
Lens M. Ward.
In the Fortnite item shop, Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lens Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lens Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok at Lens Ward Zero.
This has been our Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack and right back here every Monday night. The Raw Post Show. Long Airways on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.